Bonjour francophones and francophiles. You're listening to French Pod. I'm Erica.
And I'm Amaury. Bonjour.
We got an elementary lesson for you today. What's the title, Amaury?
The Theater Alibi.
Yeah, we're going to go right to the dialogue because it's pretty good today.
Uh-huh.
We're about to go into a police station.
Mm-hmm. With this policeman.
We're going to be a fly on the wall during an interrogation.
So we have a woman sitting there.
Yeah, she's been apprehended for some unknown crime.
Who knows?
So, Amaury, do you think we're going to find out if she's guilty?
We might have a pretty good idea by the end of this podcast.
Okay. What is one of the phrases that's going to come up?
Hier soir.
Hier soir.
Yeah.
That means last night.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it again?
Hier soir.
Let's listen to the dialogue three times. We're going to come back and tell you everything that happens.
Dialogue first time.
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
Au théâtre avec des amis.
Quel théâtre?
La Comédie Française.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
Une pièce de Molière.
Quelle pièce?
Roméo et Juliette.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Dialogue, second time.
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
Au théâtre avec des amis.
Quel théâtre?
La Comédie Française.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
Une pièce de Molière.
Quelle pièce?
Roméo et Juliette.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Dialogue, third time.
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
Au théâtre avec des amis.
Quel théâtre?
La Comédie Française.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
Une pièce de Molière.
Quelle pièce?
Roméo et Juliette.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Okay, we're back. Wow, this guy's scary.
He's a policeman.
He's a really serious one.
Mm-hmm. Not joking here.
All right, let's do the translation first.
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
Where were you yesterday evening?
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
Where were you last night?
Où étiez-vous hier soir? Au théâtre, avec des amis.
At the theater with some friends.
Au théâtre, avec des amis.
At the theater with friends.
Au théâtre, avec des amis. Quel théâtre?
Which theater?
Quel théâtre?
What theater?
Quel théâtre? La Comédie Française.
The French comedy.
La Comédie Française.
La Comédie Française, which in English means the French comedy.
La Comédie Française. Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
What did you see?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
What did you see?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu? Une pièce de Molière.
A piece by Molière.
Une pièce de Molière.
A Molière play.
Une pièce de Molière. Quelle pièce?
Which piece?
Quelle pièce?
Which play?
Quelle pièce? Roméo et Juliette.
Romeo and Juliet.
Roméo et Juliette.
Romeo and Juliet.
Roméo et Juliette. Mm-hmm. J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
I hope that you have a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Mm-hmm. I hope you have a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat. Et voilà.
Yeah, I think she's toast. She should have thought her alibi through a little bit.
Yeah, maybe another one would have been better.
Yeah, I think at this point we know she did it. She didn't watch enough crime shows, I think. Let's look at the first sentence.
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
So let's take that apart. We have two parts to it.
All right.
What's the first part?
Où étiez-vous?
Okay, so where were you?
Yeah.
And so the étiez means were.
Yeah.
Here when you're using the vous. There are other ways to say were. But yeah. For the vous form, it's étiez.
Right.
So where were you?
Où étiez-vous?
And then we have this phrase we learned before the dialogue.
Hier soir.
Now, that literally means yesterday evening, but it also means last night.
Yeah.
So where was she? Where she claimed to be, anyways?
Au théâtre.
We have one two-letter word in French to say at the.
Au.
Right, but it's only used when you have a masculine noun.
That's right,
There's another way to say it with feminine nouns.
Mm-hmm.
Théâtre is a masculine noun, so we say au.
Au théâtre.
With who?
You're lucky, or you're doing an interrogation to me.
I'm Marie with who?
Avec des amis.
Okay, some friends. And the de there means some. And that's some for when you have a plural noun. Well, he wants more details. He wants to know the exact location.
Quel théâtre?
Which theater?
Yeah.
So we have the word quel, that means which.
Mm-hmm. And the theater is La Comédie Française.
Right. This is a famous theater in Paris.
Yeah, the theater school as well.
Mm-hmm.
La Comédie Française. That's where they play all the classics, you know, from Molière, as we see. And it's a very old theater from the 17th century.
There's some interesting linguistic elements to the name of it, so let's check it out. We learned from it that comedy is a feminine noun.
Yeah, so La Comédie.
And therefore, to say French.
Française.
You have to say the Z at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Française.
Yep.
Now, this guy's a fast thinker. Yes, sir.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
Yeah, what'd you see? Nice try. Let's take that apart. Let's get the last part first.
Vous avez vu.
All right. The verb here is voir.
Yeah.
Which is to see.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way you say it in the past for the vous form.
Vous avez vu.
Okay. Learn it as one phrase meaning you saw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is something I think we should spend a second on the pronunciation for.
Vous avez vu.
Now, it kind of might sound like the first and last words are the same, but they're not. The first one is more open. Vous.
Vous.
And the last one?
Vu.
Vu.
Right.
Your mouth is real tense when you say that. Can you say the whole thing one more time?
Vous avez vu.
And that means you saw.
Yeah.
Let's turn to a question. What did you see?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
Yeah, the qu'est-ce que.
Yeah.
What does she claim to have seen?
Une pièce de Shakespeare, une pièce de Molière.
Une pièce de Molière, okay.
Ouais.
All right, first let's talk about the noun here. What is it?
Pièce.
That's how you say play or theater piece, right?
Yeah.
Feminine noun.
That's right. Une.
If you want to say a play by somebody.
Une pièce de.
Yeah, that de there. So who's this play by, supposedly?
Molière.
And who's he?
So he was a playwriter and an actor as well from the 17th century.
Yeah, he's really famous.
Yeah, it's all Shakespeare.
He wrote tons of plays.
Yeah.
And that's the type of playwright that would be playing at La Comédie Française.
Yeah, all the classics they play over there. So obviously Molière.
The interior is pretty sharp. He suspects, here's where I'm going to get her. Mm-hmm. She probably doesn't even know. What does he say?
Quelle pièce?
Which play?
Yeah.
Now the kill we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the good news. Got some good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
Well, let me give the bad news first because it's not that bad.
I like that. Okay.
The word quel means which.
Yeah.
And it changes based on whether the noun after it is masculine or feminine or plural or singular.
Yeah.
But the good news is it only really changes in the way it's written. It's pronounced the same. So if you know how to say quel, then you know how to say it for almost all of them. There's one little case where it's different. We're not even going to talk about it because
mm-hmm.
it's so isolated. I just don't want the French teacher to go, oh, what about that one player? Don't worry. It's very rare. For the most part, it's...
Quel...
What, so what's her answer here?
Romelio et Juliette.
What a dope.
Allez.
Which was not by Molière.
Who was it again?
Real Shakespeare. Now, this last line, it's pretty long, so let's...
Let's have a look at the last line. Yeah.
Yeah.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Okay, we're going to start at the end of that one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last word?
Avocat.
Now, that is not a green vegetable used to make guacamole. It might sound like it, but it's not. It means...
A lawyer.
It means a lawyer. How do you say it?
Avocat.
And we have a good lawyer.
Un bon avocat.
Okay. You have a good lawyer.
Vous avez un bon avocat.
Mm-hmm. So we have vous avez. You
mm-hmm.
have.
Yeah.
I hope that.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
That's the verb espérer.
Oui.
Which means to hope.
That's right. Yeah.
In English, in this sentence, you could say, I hope that you, or you could say, I hope you. They're both okay. You don't have to have the word that there, but in French, you do.
You really do.
You have to have the que.
Mm-hmm.
Or else it's incorrect. So what is it?
J'espère que vous avez.
And this is the case for all these kind of words. Give us two examples.
Je sais que vous.
I know that you.
Je pense que vous.
I think that you. Don't worry about all those phrases. They were more just to show you the pattern. So the one here, though, in this sentence is the word with hope. What's the whole sentence again?
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Okay. I hope she does too. It looks like she's gonna need it.
Yep.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue first time.
Où étiez-vous hier soir?
Au théâtre avec des amis.
Quel théâtre?
La Comédie Française.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu?
Une pièce de Molière.
Quelle pièce?
Roméo et Juliette.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Dialogue, second time.
Où étiez-vous hier soir ?
Au théâtre avec des amis.
Quel théâtre ?
La Comédie Française.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu ?
Une pièce de Molière.
Quelle pièce ?
Roméo et Juliette.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Dialogue, third time.
Où étiez-vous hier soir ?
Au théâtre avec des amis.
Quel théâtre ?
La Comédie Française.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez vu ?
Une pièce de Molière.
Quelle pièce ?
Roméo et Juliette.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Okay, we're back. We have a couple things to talk about. The first one, I want to do a little grammar. The very first line we had.
Où étiez-vous?
Okay, that's more likely something you're going to say in a formal situation. So how do you say where were you in the to form?
Où étais-tu?
Où étais-tu versus où étiez-vous?
Yeah.
And that'll come in handy if you need to ask your boyfriend or girlfriend where they were last night.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were arrested like this woman, do you have the right to an attorney in France?
Yeah, we've got rights, yeah. We can remain silent till we see the lawyer.
Okay.
Because they need to prove that you're guilty.
So you don't have to talk to the police without a lawyer present, like...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a good handy tip. You never know when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Don't hit the policeman. Don't shout at them.
Yeah. Be nice.
Be nice.
Say monsieur. Right?
Use the vous form.
Yeah, definitely use the vous form. That's for sure. Before we go, let's just do a little review of all the stuff that we learned today. We learned how to say, where were you?
Où étiez-vous?
And we also learned it in the informal way.
Où étais-tu?
Okay. And how to say last night.
Hier soir.
What are some other things we learned?
Quel?
Which means which.
Vous avez vu.
You saw.
Yeah.
How to say, I hope that you have a good lawyer.
J'espère que vous avez un bon avocat.
Also learned about the most famous French playwright.
Molière. And by the way, regarding this guy, there's a funny thing about his life. About his death, actually. He died on stage. He was acting. This last play called Le Malade Imaginaire.
The imaginary sickness or the hypochondriac.
Yeah. So he collapsed on stage.
That's crazy that that's the play that he died to on stage.
Exactly. Even the king was there and asked him to stop and take a rest. But Molière kept on playing, collapsed again on stage, and died a couple of hours later.
Well, all the stuff we learn here at French Pod. Listen to a podcast, you'll be so smart by the end, right? All right, now if you have any questions about this lesson, you should come to FrenchPod.com. You can also do some practice, quite a few things we learned today, so you can do some exercises. Okay, so I say we go.
Au revoir, les amis. À demain.